Welcome back, Tennessee fans. We got another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk where stats meet Duke's swagger and the balls always get top billing. You got Bird, you got the Duke. Today we're breaking down Tennessee's dominant win over UAB. We're going to size up Mississippi State before this weekend's showdown in... We'll let Duke fill in that blank.
Out of the middle of nowhere, BFE, whatever you want to call it.
We're going to zoom out across the SEC, see who's rising, who's reeling, and what games you can't afford to miss this weekend. Whether you're tuning in from Neyland or around anywhere in Middle Tennessee, or just riding shotgun on the hype train. You like that one, don't you, Duke? We've got takes, the numbers, and the matchups that matter. Let's get into it.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk.
Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk.
Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody.
It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome back to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. You've got Bird, you've got the Duke. You've got yourself a win, and now you have to worry about next week.
Yeah, I'm always worried in the SEC, more in the SEC play. That's my BVS, and it's been, like I said, I relapsed last week, so it's still there.
We're going to break this down into a couple segments, starting with number one. Tennessee UAB statement made. Everyone knows what kind of game that was. Everyone, I would hate to be sitting in Knoxville on a Saturday noon game, 90 degrees. Been there, done that. Don't want to do it again.
Sure. I mean, if you think about it, 90 degrees is 90 degrees, but when you're in Knoxville compared to, say, Gainesville, it's higher elevation, so you're closer to the sun. It has to be hotter, right? I mean, just theoretically speaking, you're closer to the sun because you're higher elevation.
I've seen so many people pass out, medics come every time I go to one of those hot games.
Well, you also got to understand the obesity that flies around in Tennessee.
This is true. This is true because everyone that passed out, fell over, ran to get paramedics, will just
probably had an NIL deal with Crystal.
Tennessee sponsored by Mrs. Grissom's Tater Salad.
Speaking of NIL, that cat that stepped on the kicker's foot, some pest control needs to sign him up,
dude,
for squishing bugs.
Dude.
Squishing bugs.
I am mad that there was not an ejection over that.
Sure, but I get it. There probably should have been one.
Yep.
And that kid,
just to make a statement.
He's a POS. We know it. He probably knows it. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Oh,
yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you meant to do that.
Yeah, you did.
Like I said, the NIL, some bug pest control needs to get the guy look like he's stepping on bugs. You know, Cook's pest control. Looky, looky, looky. Here comes Cookie.
Here comes Cookie, or whatever that guy's name is. Yeah. Balls do get back on track. Dominant win, 56-24 over UAB. Textbook.
Trent Dilfer.
Bounce back, you know, after
How
that.
How about some of them crazy? I watched some of it. You should be proud of me. I watched some of it.
For that game, I'm very
proud. And they were running some crap that I saw my high school football team run back in the day when I was in high school. It was so...
He really did. I was like, this probably worked very well at Lipscomb. Probably not so much today.
Yeah, Trent Dilfer come in and says, Josh Heupel, you think your offense is gimmicky? Hold my beer. I mean,
watch this. Everyone shift. Let's leave three. Let's
side snap.
Let's we're snap playing the ball like we're playing here. Flag football.
Yeah. Two hand touch. You got five Mississippi before you can rush the passer.
Tennessee's offense explosive in the first half, 42-7 before halftime. You know, I honest here, quit watching in the fourth.
Sure, I mean I should
have watched more of Merklinger and company, but no.
So I watched about the first 8 minutes, and then we went to Glade Fest.
Okay.
And walked around and did that, and then we came back, and I watched the last 5 minutes.
There. Okay.
So should
and
be
then,
proud of
and
me.
Then you watched the highlights?
Of course. And there then I always slum around Twitter. I don't tweet, but I slum around Twitter.
To see.
And that is one of the worst things that's ever been created for Tennessee fan base ever, because we got some dummies out there.
And some depth. We got more depth than the D-line.
Yeah, sure. No. I mean, it can be united, but they say some stupid shit.
Yes.
So, like, they're giving Merklinger down the road, whatever. Merklinger, mm-hmm. He's a freshman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Giving him down the road for playing bad. Saying that they're like our defense is bad, our secondary is bad. Sure, we kind of knew that a little bit, but right. Still, yet, I mean, like, you know, it's just like fire Tim Banks and all this stuff. These people are idiots,
yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah, over a game like this. Now, I believe. Now, if you want to throw some salt, Boo Carter fumbling, you know, the muff punt.
Yeah,
bad look. Bad look.
Boo Carter gives me the kind of vibes that he would shave points if he had to shave points. That's the kind of vibe Boo Carter gives me. I'm not saying he does.
Right.
Or he did, but he gives me that vibe that he would
did
do.
Did he well then make up for it? Yes. Yes.
Sure.
He did.
But I don't think he can be reliable in SEC play.
On a play-in, play-out basis.
Kind of
I don't
thing.
Think he needs to be returning.
Oh, he's not. He knows he's not. He's either going to end up at Colorado or Texas Tech or
he plays well defensively.
I mean, he also cares about Boo Carter a little too much. If you get what I'm saying.
Boo likes Boo.
Yeah.
UAB did manage to put up some points in the second half against the eighth grade version of the Tennessee Vols.
Yeah, I mean, how many freshmen do we play? Six or seven in the backfield?
Oh, a lot. Heupel's 40th win at Tennessee. Great way to give Heupel that big win.
Sure.
With a big blowout.
Yeah, it's nice to blow out somebody that you're supposed to blow out. Correct. There was times in the past, and now, I mean, it still creeps in the back of my mind.
Losing to Georgia State?
Sure. That's the lowest point, but, you know, like, as a Tennessee fan, no matter which opponent is, it still creeps in the back here before kickoff. You're like, you know what? I could see in us screw this away. I could just see it. And then it makes you feel good when you don't.
Bad first half against Austin Peay last year?
I didn't see the Aguilar pick. I don't know. Did you see the highlights of that?
It was a deflection.
Okay, because I texted, I had one of our longtime listeners, Justin, was in the stands giving me play-by-play while I was at the festival. And I'm like, dude, was Aguilar's pick bad? He's like, no, it wasn't bad at all. I'm like, okay, makes me feel good.
Deflection. In my book, Aguilar has one interception.
Yeah, because he has the Hail Mary at the end of the second quarter against Georgia.
Yep.
And then he had a bad one. Yep. Not really a bad one. But
so
just,
he's got one that's on him, one that he owns.
Sure. Not as bad as Cam Ward today.
Oh, God, they're just bad. We're going to jump into segment two before we take our break. How Mississippi State has looked thus far. Our next opponent, Mississippi State, comes into this weekend with a perfect 4-0 record, but haven't played anybody.
First time since 2012, I do think. And they were also ended up also being number one that year too.
You got a Jeff Lebby that was atrocious last year. Absolutely atrocious team last year in the cellar. This year 4-0, they beat Southern Miss, Arizona State, which can be
I mean they made the playoff last year.
Can be you know, that's a good looking win. Alcorn State and Northern Illinois.
They beat Notre Dame last year.
Yes, they did. I remember that. I remember that interview with that coach crying about it.
Well, I mean, one of the most underrated or one of the most overrated underrated wins in the nation is like, oh, you beat Notre Dame. And then you're like, oh, that's right. They don't even play conference.
They have doubled their win total from last season. This will be their SEC opener. You know it's going to be loud.
First real road test for
us. I can't remember what their quarterback's name is. Is it Blake Shapen? Is that his name?
I think his first name's Cal and last name's Bell.
882 yards for him. I think he's thrown a couple touchdowns, had a couple picks. Their defense... thus far, not playing much at all. It looks good on paper when you go just 12.3 points per game. Well, that's because they didn't let Alcorn State score at all, and NIU only got 10 on them. So, you know.
Sure. Alcorn State. I was trying to think of Acorn. You sure it's Acorn or Alcorn?
Alcorn.
Yeah, I know. Is it a white oak or a red oak?
So when we get back, we're going to talk in our segment three, predicting this Tennessee versus Mississippi State matchup. We're going to talk about the rankings a little bit, this past week's SEC games, and then what to look forward to this week outside of Tennessee.
The third segment is called Potpourri for the Jeopardy fans out there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
What do you get when you have two similar teams facing off as the big chunk of the SEC schedule starts? Of course, we've had one. Mississippi State has not had a single major test. Tennessee right now opens up 10.5, 5.5 to 10.5, where you're looking at, but 10.5 over under of 62.5.
Sounds like it's going to be high scoring games with Vegas, and you got to trust Vegas because they know their stuff most of the time.
High scoring games. Supposedly, this quarterback that they have is not very mobile. He, you know, just thrives on his rhythm. He's got to have whatever. So if Tennessee can get in, if Joseph's, maybe a little Boo Carter, maybe just went mind blank on the other kid,
Arian Carter.
Can get in.
And
get him out of the pocket and put some pressure on him, we may see that well under 62.5, unless the balls are on fire, and then it's, 62.5, just for the balls.
Sounds like a bubble screen kind of guy to me.
definitely got to protect the ball. Their defense is not bad. They do thrive themselves on turnovers, and you know good and well. Did you see that? I don't know if this is a fake story or not, but supposedly Trent Dilfer said something like NCAA needs to limit the amount of fans, and you know Tennessee's just too loud. They need to do something about the loudness. I don't know if that was just like a little joke.
It has to be that.
But
there's
cowbells,
no way.
That's I don't. Come on.
I don't. I mean, that's they're I think they're the only school that is allowed. I know they are in the SEC, maybe nationwide. That's another secondary noise device, noise-making device. I don't know. How do you regulate that? Oh, you can't. You know, when they get over top of the ball, you can't ring the cowbells no more. It's just part of it.
I mean, if every other stadium has to turn their music and their stuff off once they go, you know, get into snap, get over the ball, why is it that Mississippi State gets to have cowbells?
Well, they don't have anything else going for them in Starkville, right? So it's like that's the one tradition they have.
Because they live in the armpit of hell, they get to have cowbells.
Yeah, so like I've heard, so like, you know, Tennessee runs through the T, and Florida has the Florida Chomp, and so on. So South Carolina has the cockpit. What they allow in Starkville is cowbells and chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco is allowed in the stadium. That's what I've heard.
As we said earlier, both teams, similar style offensive scheme, which could lead to that high scoring affair or just a defensive battle. We'll see who allows who in the backfield. Both sides are familiar with the style, with having to practice against themselves, right? The Vols offense.
Yeah, you got to play with yourself. That's what it is.
The Vols offense have shown he can put up points. And if the running game can maintain the momentum from what they had there at UAB with three or four backs scoring, that was...
Nobody's talking that Star Thomas needs to be... I mean, they are talking on Twitter. Star Thomas, it needs to be RB1.
One, right, yeah. He's a beast.
Why he's not, I don't know.
Hey, that's, rotate him.
I know, but at the end of the day, that's another one of those situations like where it comes if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. You have to think the running back guys get a little jealous.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They got to be team guys. They can't be me guys.
I mean, Heupel does them as series. Now, unless they're just really, really overworked, I mean, they get a series. Then next up, get a series. Next up.
I'm just saying. Like I said, I think that we need some more continuity. Even though I love the depths.
Yeah.
That can hurt you sometimes.
Yeah.
It can hurt the locker room.
Yeah. Well, until they prove to be Dylan Sampson on their own, swap them out.
I don't think that's going to happen. Star Thomas is great, but I mean, Dylan Sampson had a little bit of Arian Foster in him when he would fumble just every once in a while.
Just a little bit.
But other than that, he was pretty dominant.
After week four, AP and coaches polls are out, which we know what Duke thinks of those. Tennessee does hold steady at number 15 in both of those rankings, most of it unchanged. I think Ohio State didn't play this past week, but Miami,
they didn't.
Good Lord. They look good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Against, so here's
Florida's defense, I think, is not a problem. Florida's offense is a huge problem.
Here's a hot take. I told you before we started recording, and it came across last year, and I'm going to go get out in front of it before it comes back to bite all the SEC homers out there, which I'm not one. Once again, hand up. I say it all the time. I'm not an SEC homer. I'm a Tennessee homer. The SEC is probably way overrated. I think we stink because I watched all of the Auburn-Oklahoma game, and
sneeze fest.
To talk about how good Mateer was and how, oh, he's a Heisman Trophy candidate, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, he doesn't look any better.
Sad is ranking in the SEC, I still think he's the top quarterback.
Sure. I mean, Aguilar's up there. Obviously, once again, me being homer, he's up there, right? But he hasn't proved himself against – I mean, he proves himself against Georgia. Give him that. We didn't win, though.
Hey.
And in the Heisman Trophy, you can't lose a game.
And we beat Syracuse. Now our Syracuse win looks better.
No, Clemson's trash. Every team in South Carolina is trash.
Let me have that. Myself needs that.
Everybody in South Carolina is now seeing that Beamer is a snake oil salesman. They had him ranked in the top 15 at the first of the year, and all the way down they go.
Absolute trash.
I mean, Lenora Sellers is pretty good, but they have no one else. I mean, no one else. And the C on the side of their helmet is too big.
Yes.
They redid it this year, and it is comically too big because it looks okay on some helmet styles, but some of the lower profile styles, it's freaking huge. It looks terrible.
Do you agree with Tennessee still sitting at 15? Or do you think that they are a top 10 team?
I mean, let's if you go off what's on paper, 15's probably right, because a win over UAB's in the big scheme of things is nothing.
I agree, but
I also don't think like a team like Vanderbilt should move up any after beating Georgia Southern anyway, or whoever it was, Georgia State, whatever.
Georgia State, and I get the move up a little in the way that they beat them, because last year, if I'm not mistaken, they got beat by Georgia State.
How did Pavia play the whole game? Because Aguilar was done in the third quarter.
He did not.
What? They didn't pull him in. He played the first three quarters, I'm sure.
The fourth quarter, they brought in the senior, and he got his first touchdown, his first collegiate touchdown he got in that game.
Listeners, if you don't know, Bert is a closet Vanderbilt fan, so which is like the biggest sin as a Tennessee fan you ever heard. So just letting you all know that. But anyway, Tennessee probably. Once this comes back to me saying the SEC is overrated, I would have to think in the. We'll just start who I think the best teams in the SEC are, and go. Georgia's probably one. A&M's probably two. And then it's a coin flip. Like, everybody's talking dick's hard about Oklahoma. Yeah, okay. So they have a big win against Hugh Freeze.
Right. Yeah.
Arnold. He might as well. He can't throw. It's like my sister out there. He can't throw the football. Mateer's good. Florida, not good.
Not good at all.
LSU, overrated. So, I mean, Tennessee's probably...
LSU, I think, has a... They're kind of like Florida. They've got a good defense.
I think...
Slacking on
Florida offense. Florida and LSU both... I mean, every SEC school has a good roster just about it, except Kentucky. But I think the roster's really good. I just think Nussmeier's just a little overrated. Kind of like Cade Klubnik.
There's a reason why Nussmeier is back. Is because his draft stock didn't look good.
Sure. Or they just paid him a bunch of money, which is possible, too. That's a guaranteed $6 million or whatever the case may be.
Looking at last week's games, I'm so glad that Memphis beat Arkansas. I'm so happy about that.
I'm still scared about Arkansas, dude. Their offense is good.
I am.
Now, the Tittman's probably out.
They put up zero in the fourth against Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and they had the game won, and they said, you know what, we'll go ahead and run this play right here for a first down. Fumble. They did that last week, too.
Yep.
They had the game won last week, too, against Ole Miss. All they had to do was kick a field goal, and they said, nah, we'll
Is this bad coaching, bad decisions?
So, I don't know if you had this on your talk sheet, but there's probably going to be a bunch of high-profile job openings at the end of this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Virginia Tech's already open, which no disrespect. No disrespect. But Virginia Tech's open. It's not a very high-profile job. Even though it's like, oh, somebody donated this much money, blah, 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 $200 million. It's going to be the third highest budget in the nation, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Blacksburg, great school. A great campus, or, you know, great town.
Who's they
going to get? It's not high-profile.
Yeah, who's they going to get? Yeah.
I mean, Beamer would be smart to go back there because he is at his
lifetime contract, you know, just because of
I'm
his
not
last
saying week. His seat's getting hot, but you know, the snake oil salesman has to move along. Everyone, you know, mm-hmm. after he's swindled one town, mm-hmm. he better move out and get what he can before he can't get nothing. But you got Virginia Tech. I'd say Dabo Sweeney's gone in Clemson.
Oh, I would think so. Did you see his press conference? He said,
yeah, he was like, boo, hoo, hoo, boo.
No, he goes, fire me. He goes, I'll go somewhere else.
Oh, no, that was 2 weeks ago. I'm
55, whatever. You know.
Florida, open, obviously.
Oh, definitely.
Arkansas, open. They'll fire him. I sneaky think they might fire Mark Stoops, even though.
Who are they going to get to replace him?
Eli Drinkwitz. I'm just kidding. Eli Drinkwitz is like the dime store Kirby Smart. Wears the visor. He's got kind of the bowl cut.
This is his alter ego. If Kirby Smart was not successful, this was who he would be.
Yeah. Yep. They kind of look the same, but like the South Carolina Missouri game was like the whose face is more punchable game. That's kind of what I was calling it.
That is what you call it.
And
speaking of another visor wearer, Ole Miss, take care of business. They're 4-0, 2-0 in the conference, leading the conference.
Yeah, they lay low down there at Ole Miss, at the Grove. They just lay low. So I don't know. There's a big I don't know. I think Texas sneaky stinks. I think they sneaky stink. Arch Manning was like running over this guy at
I saw that he stands over top of him.
The Texas football Twitter, the actual one, tweeted it like "or." I'm like, this is an eighth grader compared to him. Come on, that's not "or." That's like insecurity in my mind.
That Auburn Oklahoma, that really was a snooze. Both of them were field goal in the first, a touchdown in the second.
I mean, like everybody was talking about,
field goal in the third.
Auburn is good, and Oklahoma is good, but like that's not like elite. Like they're not Ohio State elite. They're not Oregon. Like the top three in the Big Ten.
Oregon put the gas on. They had a little trouble starting off against Oregon State, and then
the top three in the Big Ten is much better than the top three in the SEC.
I agree.
Like, much better. Much better.
I right this minute, I agree with you.
And I also think that Alec Gulch is going to be the head coach of the Clemson Tigers. Throw it out there. Prediction.
Or
if they fire Dabo, he'll go to Clemson. Because it's a complete 180 than what they do over there.
Yeah. True.
Dabo's like anti-portal. He's like, oh, we don't need the portal. We homegrown here. We don't need the portal.
Says your 1-3 start.
Yeah, he might as well enter. He's like, he got Nick Saban way earlier than Nick Saban did.
We have to spend just a second on this Florida-Miami game. I know you said that you don't think. I think Miami looked great. I think it was.
I watched most of it. I wasn't impressed.
Just tough, you know. Like I said, that Florida defense is good.
Carson Beck should have played better. Even though he's never got beat by Florida, by the way. Because he's played him every year.
Gagway just sucks.
I thought he was going to be really good this year.
Yeah. Based on the hype, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be really good, and I mean, I don't know. We can talk about. I just wasn't that impressed. I was shocked that there was that many fans in the crowd because Miami is notorious for having no one in the stands.
Well, you know, they had game day and all that jazz. So I mean, they've packed it up.
They probably had strippers there or something. In Miami,
they were like free cocaine in the bathroom.
One other quick thing, too, is we didn't talk about how bad the referees were in the Oklahoma-Auburn game. If I was Hugh Freeze, I would have been getting fined left and right. Because they ran that play with the receiver that's acting like he's walking off the field and he stopped. Uh-huh. That's illegal. Illegal.
Uh-huh.
Pass interference is left and right. That was, not called. It's like it's like us out there, referee. We don't know what's going on. There's a hold. You know, like the referees are like, I've always heard there's a hold on every play, so we can call it.
We call that. But what's this whole thing about his head has to turn around in order for it to not be a pass interference?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looked like his head went around.
He can hold his – he can grab his waist while the ball's in the air, right? Yeah, it's fine, yeah. It depends on if it's traveled halfway the distance, Ron. If it's before, it's pass interference. It's halfway past the difference, it's not pass interference, so we're good.
We finally – get to start the gauntlet, the middle of the season, stuffed full of hard games.
Well, we're lucky this year. We were lucky last year.
I mean, Tennessee overall, 15th. I think we're ranked 15th in strength of schedule, but third in the SEC, I believe is how it came out.
We're like, it's that hard or that easy?
I feel no. Yeah, that hard. I feel bad for Florida. I don't feel bad for them, right? Because they need to lose. But
they should have never fired Dan Mullen. That's what it is,
right?
I mean, Dan Mullen was doing just fine.
Notre Dame going to Arkansas this week. I think Arkansas will lose that game.
You would have to think so, because Notre Dame has got the golden horseshoe because they were 0-2 and still ranked.
I mean, they're 1-2.
Yeah, they were. They are now 1-2.
Previous,
they
yeah.
were previous, yes.
And one of those losses, you know, came very late. Very, you know, I understand. They played very well against, what is that, A&M?
I'm telling you, A&M's good, dude. Nobody's talking about A&M because they're Colt. That's why.
I'm picking touchdown Jesus over Arkansas.
Yeah, sure. You always go on the side with Jesus. There ain't nobody right. better than him. You always pick him, no matter what.
Utah State at Vandy.
I mean, I would love Utah State to win because I can't. Diego Pavia, he just looks like a piece of work.
Not happening.
He just looks like.
Vandy.
Oh, I know. No, Vanderbilt's going to win. I know you're a Vanderbilt fan.
Auburn and A&M. A&M crushes them.
I think that game was a pivot point for both of those teams last week against Oklahoma and Auburn. It was like a cornerstone, and Auburn just going to fall to pieces.
Correct. Again.
I don't think Hugh Freeze has the ability to pull it.
No.
He doesn't have the coaching ability. He's just like, I don't know what to do. Let me go to the strip club.
The early premier game, the 3:30 game, LSU at Ole Miss. Does Lane Kiffin and company show the world that LSU is fraught?
If Lane Kiffin can do it, he would. I know he's already pissed because this should be a night game. Even I don't know. The big game was always at 3:30 when growing up on CBS, too. So I don't know. That's
why I call it the big game.
It is a big game, but they always have a bone to pick down there in Oxford because they don't get enough night games, blah, 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 blah. It's probably the same reason they don't really give them to Georgia either, because their fans get too drunk, bottom line. The only fans that are allowed to get that drunk are LSU for some reason, because I don't know why.
Right.
Because you can't understand them. They talk anyway. Homeboy Mike it.
Of course, the Tennessee-Mississippi State game catches the 4:15 Eastern on SEC Network again.
With
Taylor Zarger and...
are you taking Ole Miss over LSU? We never said.
Oh, I am taking Ole Miss, yeah.
Even though I said LSU frauds, I'm still taking LSU.
Oh, really?
I can never trust Joey Freshwater. I just can't trust him. He's a snake oil salesman, too. He's like a pyramid. He's at the top of the pyramid. Because, like, he's the main guy. And you go down, you got Beamer, and you got Drinkwitz. And you go back down again, you got Stoops, and you know what I'm saying.
You got, they're both pretty balanced as far as when you look at their leaders. Gus Meyer has 200-plus more yards passing. But they make that up in rushing. Ole Miss makes that up with rushing with Kawan Lacy, 358 mm-hmm. yards. Mm-hmm. Versus Durham's 213 as far as leaders go. But they're pretty balanced when you show that rushing to reception numbers. Both teams are pretty balanced. So LSU, I would say, throw it around a little bit more to other targets. What happens if Harrison Wallace gets hurt? Do they have someone else that can step up at Ole Miss? Not sure.
The real question is, has Florida already reached out to Joey Freshwater?
Oh, yes.
I would have to think that's probably happening. There's some conversations been happening.
Someone, like, I can't officially call you, but this guy I know knows this guy's brother, and who knows you.
And if hypothetically speaking, if you were to come to Florida, would you bring the whole Ole Miss team with you? Since you can do that?
Since you leave and they have 30 days to transfer.
We've got $25 million ready to spend on players however you see fit, if you can bring that whole team.
And we've got all of these held-up felony or misdemeanor charges against our current group, so we can just expel them for their...
And Steve Spurrier's out there asking for investments for you.
The big game is the 7:30 Eastern, Alabama at Georgia.
I think... So... Conspiracy theories, how the old people at Tennessee hate anything about, oh, we can't wear orange helmets because we lost. We're never wearing orange helmets.
Oh, yeah.
I hate gray jerseys. And that's the kind of the same vibe that they have in Georgia with the blackout. And they are having a blackout, which I think that means they're going to wear black jerseys, which, by the way, Georgia jerseys look fantastic when they're black.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they got a black helmet. Yeah, they look fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. When they full blackout.
Silver britches and black, it looks fantastic. I'm whole hand up, being honest. I think Georgia blows the doors off Alabama.
My next line was Georgia rolls them. Georgia rolls the tide.
I think so, too. And I think Debo, there might be an open in Alabama next year, folks.
They're so going to turn into Tennessee down there. They're just going to roll through them.
I hope so. That was like they did that in the 90s. I hope so, please, please. But then my mind's going to be like, where's Heupel going?
No. UMass and Missouri, that's an easy win for Missouri. Kentucky and South Carolina, snooze fest of the week.
I mean, you'd have to think that South Carolina should blow Kentucky out of the door.
7:45.
At the grocery store? They're playing at the grocery store?
They're playing
in the cockpit.
Yep. With good old Sandstorm, I think South Carolina wins a game.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that's.
I mean, you look at Lenore Sellers' passing yards alone, 733 to Cutter Bowley, whoever he is.
If you would have asked me, if you would have held a gun to my head and said, "Name me one player from Kentucky," I couldn't have done it.
He's 278 yards passing. I mean, that's their team leader in receptions has 112.
And Kentucky is rolling out the legend of the football field at Kentucky, Mark Stoops.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
So you're telling me, before we go, because my BVS kicked in, you're not telling me that you don't think if Alabama comes calling and Danny White goes too? Because they're going to fire the AD there too. Have to.
I don't know. This is the same AD that is responsible for bringing Oates to basketball, which they've done phenomenally.
That's great. That's like, I'm trying to think of a funny analogy. They don't give a shit. Bottom line, they don't care. Well, we got Nate Oates. Nate Oates ain't going to leave if we fire the athletic director. Gone. I mean, okay, one good hire.
Yeah.
That the dean looks at the new AD and like, Danny, you pay Nate whatever he wants, okay? You just find us a football. Heupel's coming with you? Oh, set. Bet. Come on. Now I just planted that seed in your head and everybody else who listens, all five of y'all out there.
Great. You've just raised battered ball syndrome.
I'm going to bring you down with me. I'm like the addict that'll bring you down. I'm not the guy that's trying to build you up. So you don't need to do that anymore. Let's shoot it up again. Come on.
So Tennessee, Mississippi State, Joey Aguilar, 1,124 yards. Blake Shapen with 884. Star Thomas is about the same as Bothwell. Chris Brazel killing their team leader at Mississippi State. Brennan Thompson, 291 yards. Chris Brazel with 426. If they could cut loose, they could get Chris Brazel cut loose on some deep plays. Mike Matthews. I think they could handle business. And I think with Tennessee's defense, Tim Banks, Tennessee's defense, have we heard anything about injuries?
No. They keep that stuff tight to the vest. You're talking about Ricky Gibson and what's the other cat's name?
Uh-huh.
I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
It, you know.
Lineman. Uh-huh.
No. I'm talking about the other defensive back.
Oh. No, I don't know. Nothing. Not heard a word. Heupel will update everyone. What is that, Tuesday that he does his ordeal?
I don't know. I think it's either going to be a blowout or a shootout. And I'm probably leaning towards a shootout, but
I'm going Tennessee 52. Mississippi State, 38.
That's still considered a shootout, even though it doesn't seem like a shootout.
It is. So take the over, folks. Take the over.
I am saying 42-28 balls.
42-28.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
How many touchdown passes? Do they do it on the ground or do they do it in the air?
I think the line's 3.5.
Ten and a half.
You talking about? I thought you were talking about Tennessee. Tennessee?
Tennessee.
You think they're going to do the line is 10.5 touchdown passes?
Oh. You're going for, okay. Yes. I'm sorry. My mind went to favored.
No, I'm saying Tennessee as a team, I think the line is 3.5 touchdown passes.
Okay.
I take the under.
Ooh. And who is your – you've already let us know that Star Thomas is kind of – you think needs to be number one. Do you think he pulls out as the top running back out of this game?
I think that, and I think Aguilar probably has one or two rushing touchdowns, too.
Oh, hello. I like that. Now, that is going to wrap it up for this week's Tennessee Fan Talk. Tennessee handled that business against UAB, but the real test comes on the road.
UAB, you a bitch!
In that Starkville, Mississippi. Oh, they're supposedly disciplined, supposedly efficient. And
they've also supposedly built some hotels out there, too.
And they are undefeated, but the Vols have the firepower to make a statement if they can play clean and they can play aggressive for four quarters of football. Quit changing it up and going soft. Around the SEC, the storylines only getting hotter. The next week's slate is loaded with heavyweight matchups that could shake up those standings. Next week, we will be here to break it all down. Win or lose, we've got a little bit of the stats. We'll have the stories, the passion that Duke hates to talk about with SEC football.
And I think it's unnecessary. I hate it.
Until next,
love your team and no one else.
Till next time, keep the horn strong. Keep the conversation rolling. We are Tennessee Fan Talk. Go Vols.
Screw the SEC.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk.
It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.